We humans love to put things in categories. Look, I'll show you. Ellie, what is in this picture?
Well, that's a rainbow over some mountains.
And can you describe what that rainbow looks like?
Well, it's a rainbow, so red, orange, yellow, green.
Yes, exactly. So you are listing colours. But the rainbow is actually a continuous gradient, a gradual transition from one end of the visual spectrum to the other. We humans categorise. We put each colour in camps. For me, it's red up to here, and then starts being orange, and then yellow starts about here. We don't just do this with colour, of course. It's especially important that we do this with language, where we need to know exactly what someone's saying.
A very well-known example is the distinction between the sounds pa and ba.
This is biologist Steve Nowicki. These words,
pa
and
ba,
sound very distinct. But even when a word is actually somewhere in between, a combination of the pa and ba you just heard,
pa,
our minds categorize it as one or the other. To me, even knowing that that was a mashup of the two other recordings, it still sounded like ba. But maybe that's just because I've heard it so many times. Here it is again.
Pa.
I just can't help categorizing it. And you probably did the same. That's just what we humans do.
And that's very useful for us to be able to distinguish the parts of speech and to understand people clearly.
And it's not just us humans who like to categorize things. Steve wanted to find out whether a bird, the zebra finch, saw color in a categorized way. Like Ellie saw that picture of the rainbow. I called him up, and we started out by discussing how these small birds interact with colour in their daily lives.
We know that these zebra finches, the females pay attention to the colour of the male's beak, which can vary from quite orange to a quite dark red. And they prefer to mate with males having the darker red beak. And that's what led us to ask, well, is that continuous variation or is it categorical? It's either orange or red.
Of course, you can't just sit a zebra finch down and say, do you perceive this colour categorically differently to this colour? How did you end up testing this out in zebra finches?
You can train a bird to look for food under a little disc. Once they've learned that, then we train them that the only discs under which they'll find a food reward are ones that are bicolor. So half of the circle is one color, the other half of the circle is the other color. So then the trick of the experiments was to now start varying how different the two sides of the circle were. And so by varying how close those colors were along this spectrum from orange to red, we were able to determine that there is a break point. On one side, they think the colors are mostly just orange, and on the other side of that breakpoint, they think the colors are mostly red. And it's only when you cross that breakpoint that the birds say, oh, those are two different colors.
So what does that actually mean about the bird's perception of the world and of color?
It suggests that even though the color is varying in a continuous fashion from a lighter orange to a darker red, the bird is labeling those colors either as orange on one side of the boundary or as red on the other side of the boundary. So in a sense, the birds themselves are like humans labeling colors as opposed to just seeing a continuum.
Now, could this just be because this is how these zebra finches' eyes work? You know, maybe their eyes just have a break point somewhere between orange and red.
That was a question we asked. But as far as we know, based on what we can know so far, the answer is not that it's just the way the eyes work. One can put into a model and make a prediction as to whether where we found the boundary from our behavioral data matches what should be coming out of the way that we know bird photoreceptors would be gathering information about color. And there the answer was no.
So we now see that there is this kind of boundary for the finches between orange and red, where they, on one side they see orange, the other side they see red. why do they see the world like this? What reason could there be for their perception to have this kind of breakpoint?
It's possible that this is just the way that animals in general parse out information about color in the world, in which case that will lead us down one set of conclusions. It's also possible that this is something that's special given that these colors, the red-orange spectrum, are important in signaling. That would bring me back to the pa-ba, right? We know that that discrimination is really important in human speech, and it may be that when it's about information in the signal, when an animal has to look at something and make a decision, that it's just more efficient, that selection, natural selection or sexual selection, has acted to sort of say, let's just draw a boundary here because, you know, it's more efficient to just say orange or red and not to, you know, worry too much about the fine points in between.
That was Steve Nowicki, who's based at Duke University in the United States. Read his full study over at nature.com/nature.